This podcast on NowDecatur.com is presented by First Mid Insurance Group, leaders in risk management for over 100 years.
This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NBA.
Well, we're at playoff time. And, you know, when the actual playoffs get rolling, there'll be the top eight teams in the East and in the West. But prior to that, they have a play-in tournament, which is a little like the NCAA play-in tournament. You know, these are the teams that have struggled. And now we're going to give you one last chance to see if you can get in, and then eventually somebody will beat your brains in. But the Bulls are the ninth seed in the East, playing last night. Atlanta, the 10th seed in the East, and the Bulls won 131-116. Both teams came in a little banged up, and that included Ayo Dosunmu for the Bulls, the former Illini, who had missed the last four games with a bruised quadricep. He did play last night. He scored 19 points, made 8 of 12 shots, including 3 of his 4 threes, so very efficient. The star, though, was Kobe White of the Bulls. He had a career-high 42 points last night. So what that earns the Bulls is a chance to play again tomorrow night at Miami, and the winner of that game will become the number 8 seed in the East Conference playoffs, which earns you the right to probably get destroyed by the Celtics, who are the number 1 seed. Miami lost to Philadelphia last night, 105-104, and Miami's best player, Jimmy Butler, was injured and may have an MCL injury. There'll be some more news on that today. But if Jimmy Butler can't play, that would certainly improve the Bulls' chances. So the actual playoffs with the top 8 from the East, top 8 from the West, gets rolling on Saturday. There'll be 4 games on Saturday, including Orlando at Cleveland, Phoenix at Minnesota, Philadelphia at the Knicks, and the Lakers at Denver, and then 4 more games on Sunday. So, you know, does it matter for the Bulls? It'd be nice to get in that thing and see what you could do against the Celtics, but by virtue of what's happened, you know, all season long, you would say that would be the end of the road if they got into the series with Boston. But at least an opportunity to do something last night, and they delivered, and we'll see whether they can do it again on Friday against Miami.
All right, we'll move over to Major League Baseball and a preview of tonight's Sport Talk with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and Decatur.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank, FNB quality, member FDIC.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Major League Baseball.
Well, we're about 20 games into a 162-game season, and so a couple of early trends. No surprise that the absolute worst team in baseball is the Chicago White Sox. They're just horrible. 3-15. They're on track to lose about 120 games. So no surprise there. Miami's in rough shape, too, at 4-15. The Rockies also 4-15. But the surprise team that is in trouble early, still enough time to turn things around, is the Houston Astros, who are 6-14, trying to make it to the American League Championship Series for the 8th season in a row. They've had a lot of pitching issues. So, you know, we'll see what's going on there as an early trend. Another early trend, a lot of injuries. Man, there's a lot of people hurt, a lot of pitchers hurt, a lot of debate about whether that has to do with the pitch clock being shortened or if it's just early spring. I mean, it seems to me there's always a fair amount of injuries in the spring. Some of it might have to do with cold weather, guys not quite being ready coming out of spring training, but that's going on. A couple of ex-Cardinals doing really well. I feel for the Cardinals a little bit because over the years, they've had a lot of good prospects. You can't keep them all. You've got to make decisions on which ones you let go. Who do you go get? What can you get for them? I get it. But remember Marcell Ozuna, who the Cardinals traded for in 2017. They brought him over from that. He was in that great Marlins outfield that had Giancarlo Stanton and Christian Yelovich and Marcell Ozuna, and they brought him in. He played 2 years with the Cardinals. Never seemed to me to be a great fit for the management, for the fans. People didn't really like him that much. He wasn't horrible. Hit some home runs, but he stayed for 2 years, 2018-2019. He is now with the Atlanta Braves. He is on a really good team, surrounded by good hitters, and he is hitting .352. This is 17 games into the season. He leads the majors in home runs with 8. 17 games in, he leads the majors in runs batted in with 23 already, having a fabulous year. Another one is Tyler O'Neill. You know, they traded him to Boston just this last year. He has a .459 on-base percentage and a .750 slugging percentage. That's an OPS, which is on-base plus slugging, of .1209. That is number one in the American League. That's an outrageous number. Again, it's early, but he's having a fantastic year. And the Cardinals are off today. Cubs are at home against Miami. And Sport Talk tonight from 5 to 6, Tim Kaine and I will be in the studio along with Scott Chapman. We'll talk some NFL draft, which is a week from tonight. We'll talk some basketball, both pro and college. And we'll certainly talk some Major League Baseball.
All right, my friend, we'll see you then. Have a great day. And check it out tonight at 5. If you can't be there with the boys live, you can always listen to the podcast at nowdecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.